Mobile 161.
4RQ KP 4CBA. How you doing, Bill?
We're doing just fine. I'm at the Home Depot in Simpsonville, and just bought some paint. Now my wife's gone to get some flowers, so I'm actually enjoying the nice weather here.
Nice. I played tennis this morning at 10:30, and had a little breeze. It was in the I don't know, it was around 50 degrees, I guess. And it was really nice. And finished up at 12 and I went over to my mother-in-law. She needed a few things looked at. So I got through there, and she's going to take us out to eat later on today. Can't beat that.
They say invite a friend?
But, I mean, you know, if you need something to eat, you can join us.
So, would that be a problem?
Not at all. I mean, you like Cracker Barrel?
Does. He likes Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Well, Lash, you know that? Yeah, our oldest daughter their dog got a surgery this morning. He evidently got a hold of some of her hair ties, you know, those little rubber band ties that ladies use that have long hair, and he had eaten some of those and they got tangled up in his intestines, and they had to actually go in and do surgery this morning, but he's back on his feet, so it looks like he's going to be okay.
We're still sorry for him. It's not like he's going to survive. That's great. That's a real promise. Like little kids, you know, if it looks bright and shiny, a lot of times they'll eat them. Eat it. But it's good. It's going to be okay. Well, yeah, I walked Toby this morning. I guess it's probably about 7:30, maybe 7:45. And we took our normal route, about 45 minutes or so. Boy, it was nice though. It was like 39, 40 degrees at that point. But when I got up this morning, it was 36.
I got up, it was 44. I'm not going to tell you what time that was.
I woke up about 6:30. I probably got downstairs about a quarter or maybe 10 to, well, let's see, when would that be? 10, I guess about 10 to 7. About 6:45. That's when I looked at the thermal gauge out on the porch. So, it actually might have been a little bit cooler out away from the house. But we covered up a lot of the plants we have that have blossoms on them, like the peonies. I mean, they're pretty sensitive to it. So, we had white sheets and white trash can, plastic trash can bags over a bunch of the plants this morning.
KP4CBA, yeah, this is always a good thing to do. And to protect the plants. And I didn't realize that the peach growers, they actually spray their, if they know they're going to have a freeze, they spray the trees with a misty spray, and it actually protects the bloom from freezing. I don't know how that works exactly, but I've heard of them doing that before.
I think what it does is the mist will freeze on the plant, and it can only go 32 degrees or about 32, So if it's going to be, so if it drops below that, then the plants still aren't going to get exposed to more than about 32 degrees. I think that's the way it works. It's counterintuitive. You'd think it really hurt them, but it doesn't. It protects them. Yeah, I've heard of that. And then I know down in Florida, the places like that, they used to use smudge pots. I don't know if they do that anymore or not.
Send your OTR.
My goodness. Mr. Tom, what in the world are you doing?
Well, I think Bernice is going to make me a glass of lemonade, or a cup of coffee would be better over here. Got to order at the bar here. We just got back from the dump. Took an old barbecue up. Talked to Jerry on the way on a handy talkie at Walmart. And then we took our trash up first and then come back and got that barbecue. Well, this isn't spring and it isn't winter. It's splinter or sprinter. The lady on Fox News Channel this morning there, Channel 21, she coined that phrase, splinter. I believe it. Well, Bill, I didn't know on that. And my neighbor said water the plants in the morning. This is in Gerald T.R. But I asked Siri, and you know Siri knows everything. And she said water them just before dark the night before. And it has something to do with the hydrogen in the water is all I can remember, Bill. So there's your tip of the day. And Justice on Channel 4, he said that the peach trees could actually take 28 for a short time. I think a couple of hours or something. If it didn't start to race, then there would be damage. But I'm just going by they. You know who they is, I suppose, Bill. You in zero TR.
That's pretty good. So you're saying water the plants before there's a freeze. I haven't ever heard of that one.
Well, that's just what Siri said, and Bernice was smart enough to say, well, ask Siri. Go ahead, Dave.
Siri's as dumb as a rock, I tell you. Half the time, she don't even know what I'm asking her. She says, I can't help you with that, and, but anyway. Yes, the ubiquitous them. Oh, they're all over the place. Tell you what. What was I going to say? And it wasn't anything to do with plants. What are you up to today, Tom?
Oh, almost minimum wage. I think Biden's going to get that passed where I'll at least get $15 an hour for being retired. Don't you think we ought to get that, Bill?
Yeah. Well, here's they. Okay. I just Googled it because, you know, I'm from Missouri. You know what they say about that, the show me state. But here it says, plants that are drought stressed often suffer more injury during freezes. However, watering does not actually provide any protection to tender plants. To protect plants with a covering of ice, the spray of water must start just before freezing temperatures begin and continue constantly until they end. So, and then here's another one that says, just a minute. Putting water on plants before a freeze protect them from the cold. Now, if Blaine would have told me something and I go check it on my phone or do a Google, just a minute. Because she says I don't trust her. That's not it at all. I'm just, that's just the way I am, you know. It says, in the average landscape, it's not practical to protect plants from a freeze with a covering of ice. It can lead to damage to the plant from the weight of the ice and damage to the roots of excessive water when it melts. Covering your plants with sheets, plastic, or fabric is more practical. So you go to five different sources, you get five different answers.
Probably absolutely correct, Bill. Because I asked Siri, And I didn't know that was Dave's wife. He was saying that every time he asks Siri, he doesn't get a right question or she can't answer that. And there's no way to talk about his wife.
Well, at least she has a name. You know, my name is Hey You.
Well, Bill, that's not what mine said, but that's what my neighbor said, basically. So, who knows? We sprayed all the azaleas last night in the flower garden. And then my weather station today said that it was 32 for a very, very short period. But at 3:42 this morning, it was 34. And it doesn't look like any of the plants were damaged, which I'm very surprised. But there was a slight breeze at 3:42 this morning when I got up and looked out the window to check on the chickens.
Okay. You can leave Dave out here. But now here's another answer. He said, if the weather has been dry, it is important to thoroughly water your landscape plants before a freeze occurs. This is what you were saying. Plants that are drought stressed often suffer more injury during freezes. However, watering does not actually provide any protection to tender plants. So I guess tender plants would mean the ones that are just that blossom. I tell you, you know, that's kind of like the weatherman, though. You know, it's the only profession that you can give advice, and you don't have to be right because you can just say, well, it's just the weather. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here at the intersection of 291 and Wade Hampton. We have an accident here, and didn't look too bad. No ambulance, so that's good news. Just a little traffic snarl up, which I think everybody can handle. Anyway, and I'm coming into the noisy zone of Wade Hampton, let's see. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
Say that right after you went into second gear and I was chewing a carrot here. Well, it's pretty nice out there. I'm going to go out and mow the grass, I think, because I got a bunch of maple leaves that blowed down all over the yard, and I don't like it. I like it to be perfect. Tomorrow's supposed to be rain, possible thunderstorms. But like Bill says, they don't have to stand good on what they forecast. Right now I'm showing 59 degrees, 27% humidity. Winds prevailing from the southwest, and it says that it's gusting to 11 miles an hour, and barometer 3001, so that front is coming this way, though, according to what they said, Bill. Well, thanks for the information. I think it's a toying cost, but we did wet the ground down good about, 7:30 last night, and I sprayed, the azaleas are beautiful, and I sprayed all of them with water. And it doesn't look like they got burnt, Bill. So I think maybe they were right.
I'm glad that it didn't get hurt. Yeah, the azaleas are beautiful right now. You probably didn't hear what we were saying, but I helped Elaine do it. We put sheets and covers on all the plants we thought might be subjected to frost. When I got up this morning, that there was no frost anywhere, and it was 36 degrees at 6:30. But you live a little bit further north than we do, and our temperatures were predicted to be a little bit warmer than what you were. I get my forecast for Five Forks. Supposedly it's tailored. But I don't know. They're saying again tonight. I got a warning again, a frost warning again on the phone about tonight, wee hours in the morning, and it's saying it's going to be 37, 36 degrees at my QTH. So they're saying protect your plants again tonight. Over.
Probably. probably the best thing to do. We just had far too many, Bill, and the wind was gusting up around 20 miles an hour, clear up till dark, and they just wasn't going to stay there. And I looked at a 100-foot roll of sheeting down at Tractor Supply, and it was like $46, and I thought, no. But I got to tell you, we just bought some of those azaleas, and they ain't cheap. And, oh, my gracious, they're beautiful along the driveway, you know, on the west side of our house where you drive down to the basement. Bernice has got them planted all along there and a big flower garden out back. So the seeds were a thought, but it just wasn't an option with that many. And we just thank the good Lord that it wasn't a killing freeze. And, oh, my, I love those peaches, so... and the apples, so I hope Chris Justice didn't get hurt up there. And Bill, just FYI, we're about 5 degrees cooler than downtown Greenville is always. And we're not but 14 miles northeast, but we're still closer to the mountains. Go ahead, Dave.
I've been out to the Justice Orchard. It's a nice place. Nice little drive up there and everything, and I didn't realize he was a part of that until we went up there. And but anyway, I don't really have any plants to worry about, and so I think the rain's supposed to come Saturday. We're, of course, I have tennis Saturday, but it doesn't look like we're going to get to play. So, I've got plenty else to do. I got a RC airplane engine, Enya 80, that I got it hit last night, so it's I think I'm gonna be able to get it running today. And if I can, I'm gonna go over to the hobby store and over there in 123 and get me a controller and some new servos and a battery for the plane, and I'm gonna be ready to go. I got everything else I need.
Hey, Bill. Who was that K5? I think it was a K5 call you was talking to yesterday. I looked him up on QRZ, and wow, he's quite a gentleman. He's sure been around a while. Well, you posted a call that was in Florida. As memory serves me right, today it was a K5, but it might not have been. But I looked it up, and he's got a nice setup down there. Just in 0TR.
Posted like spotting.
Good, and so anytime you spot something, I'll go over. If I happen to have on QRZ, which isn't always, I'll click on it just to see who you was chatting with, and if it's important, well, I'll go working.
I don't recall spotting anybody yesterday. You recall about what time that was?
During the day, and the guy was in Florida, so I thought maybe it was a friend of your brother's or something down there.
I operated CWT, is 1 hour, you know, CWT, 1 hour little mini contest. And it was from 3 to 4 o'clock, but as far as I know, I wasn't spotting anybody. On the contest program, I turned it off but I may have accidentally turned the spotting on. I don't know, but the only time I was on was 3 to 4 o'clock yesterday. But I didn't intentionally spot anybody.
Well, could have been he spotted you just to get his call up there for more. I don't know for sure which way it was. But I seen N4IQ, and that I don't mistake.
Me. That's probably what happened. And they'll do that sometimes. But that must have been between 3 and 4 o'clock. So I only worked over 100 stations in that hour, so I don't remember anybody I worked.
It was on 20 meters. Anyways, go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Saying that I'm in the garage and I'm going to jump out of here. And so y'all have a good day and enjoy the QSA. 73's KB4CVA.
Hope you get that going. I remember you talking about it earlier. By the way, I've got a Spectrum transmitter. It's a DX6 that I'm selling for a really good price. If you need a transmitter that operates with the latest technology ever.
Well, so you have my phone number, so you could, or you can email me on, you get my email address on QRZ, send me, you know, the specs on it and how much you want for it.
You know what kind of receiver you're going to be using?
At this point, I do not know.
I've got one of the planes that has a really nice receiver in it. It's got built-in stabilization, and it's got the latest technology, spread spectrum technology. And anyway, I'll try to remember, let you know. I can save you money. All right, we'll talk to you. I know you want to go. All right, I'll say 73s. See you, Dave. Let's see. N0TRN4AQ.
Have a good one. N0TR. I didn't mean to get off the subject there. I always love to hear about airplanes when you guys are talking. He was looking for the crankcase where to put the oil at the other day. On that engine. It must be a dandy.
He's into those gasoline engines. All my planes were electric. And now, way back when, I used to do, you know, line flying. And they were gasoline engines, but not now. Elaine's here. I better go. She's got her flash.
I got loaded up.
Okay. Well, let me go here. I need to open the backup. N0TR in 4AQ.
73's Bill. Hello, Elaine. This is N0TR clear.